Ruby Ridge, a remote mountain site in Idaho. It became the center of a deadly confrontation between a family and the U.S. government back in 1992. The events that unfolded there would not only change the lives of those people, but also leave a lasting impact on the nation's perception of government authority, civil liberties, and the right to bear arms. Randy Weaver, a former Green Beret, he moved his family to a secluded cabin on Ruby Ridge in northern Idaho. He was driven by a desire to distance themselves from what he viewed as a corrupt society. Weaver faced charges for selling two illegally sawed-off shotguns to an undercover ATF agent. When Weaver failed to appear in court, an arrest warrant was issued, and that set off a chain of events that would escalate beyond anyone's expectations. On August 21st, 1992, U.S. Marshals arrived at Ruby Ridge to conduct surveillance and plan Weaver's arrest. A deadly confrontation ensued. It resulted in the deaths of Deputy Marshal William Deegan and Weaver's 14-year-old son, Sammy. The situation escalated even further when the FBI's hostage rescue team was called in. Under controversial rules of engagement that allowed agents to use lethal force under far more permissive conditions than usual, FBI sniper Lon Horiuchi, aiming at Randy Weaver and his friend Kevin Harris, shot and killed Weaver's wife, Vicky. She was holding their infant daughter at the time. Vicky's death became a focal point of the controversy. It began to raise serious questions about the justification and legality of the rules under which the FBI operated. Despite the intense standoff and the tragic loss, Randy Weaver survived the ordeal. After the deaths of his wife and his son, Weaver eventually surrendered to federal authorities. The deaths of Vicky and Sammy Weaver ignited a firestorm of public outrage and debate over the federal government's use of force. Randy Weaver and Kevin Harris were subsequently tried in court. Weaver was acquitted of all major charges except for failing to appear in court and violating his bail conditions, while Harris was acquitted of all charges. The Weaver family later received a $3.1 million settlement from the federal government in a wrongful death lawsuit. The aftermath of Ruby Ridge also included congressional hearings and reevaluation of federal law enforcement practices, particularly concerning the rules of engagement and the use of deadly force. The incident became a symbol for anti-government movements and influenced subsequent standoffs, such as the Waco siege in 1993. The tragedy of Ruby Ridge. It's a story of a family who sought isolation but found themselves entangled in a deadly confrontation with the government. It's a stark reminder of the devastating consequences when mistrust between citizens and the government reaches a breaking point and all communication fails. It's a pivotal event in American history. It illustrates the complex and often contentious relationship between individual rights and government authority. The lasting scars left by this event sparked a national conversation about the balance between government power and civil liberties, a conversation that still continues till today. These are Interesting Things with JC.